Frechette?
Yes. Okay, what we have today is some guest speakers, and they will introduce themselves. We had two others that were coming, but one of them is unfortunately in the hospital right now, and the other one forgot he had babysitting duty for his three-month-old. So both of them are very successful people that just had an associate's degree, and that's what they got their jobs on. One of them is at Meditech, and one of them is got his own company. And so they did it with just an associate. So three that are talking today have a bachelor's degree, but they're going to explain how that works and how it fit in. So I will let them introduce themselves, and they will talk. And if you have any questions, ask them. And I'm going to go listen, too.
Okay. You'll hear it all again.
Both of them are going, right?
What's up?
Both of the recorders are going, right?
Their red lights are on.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Carol Mello. Systems analyst here. I've been here for 18 years. Long time. I've been working on the network, mostly working with faculty and staff, making sure that they have all the software they need. Everything you see on that PC right now is what we do to get it ready for you guys. Building servers, Oracle servers, NK servers, VMware servers, all of that stuff. When we started out, it was quite interesting. We just had one little Linux server up in, I was up in K205, and we had one little Linux server, one little Novell NetWare. And now it's totally different. When I got this job, I only had an associate's degree. What I did do was get my certifications. So when I graduated, they offered me a part-time job. But the reason I got the job, the full-time job, was because I got the certifications. And I knew we had a Novell network, so what I did was I took every certification. As I was going along, like in the classes, I took the certification for that class, and then by the end, I had my whole CNE Novell, which nobody even knows what that is. Does anybody know what that is? It's a server that has a lot of modules. Like, nobody has a Novell network now, so nobody even cares about that. But the important piece is that I did get a certification, and I did get a land the job because of that. Because I went against a lot of people who had more seniority, were here for many years. They probably should have kept the job over me, but because I had those certifications, I got the job.
And this was in networking. Now certifications are mostly, a lot of them are available through CompTIA.
CompTIA, you can do a lot of that. And in Microsoft, you do Microsoft certifications. You can do Linux certifications. There's lots of different ways, avenues you can take. How many programmers do we have here? Programming majors. So how many networking majors? There's no networking majors in here? So what other major is there?
Forensics.
Forensics. How many forensics? Oh, so we're so
what else? Gaming? Developing.
Oh, okay. Game development. Yeah. Good. So there's things you can certify in game development, too.
Yeah.
I guess my point is that, you can get a job. When you leave here with an associate's degree, you absolutely can get a job, a good paying job. So, learn all you can, be a sponge, absorb stuff. Priscilla's always willing to help. Anybody here? Sorry?
Eric.
And Eric. Eric is here just about every class, right? And after class. And available by phone, email, and
I have a question. Any undecideds? Anyone who's like kind of still trying to figure out things?
Oh, no.
And the corner. All right, just curious. Cool.
Oh, good. But that's okay. As long as you keep moving forward and you're learning as you're going, it doesn't matter if you're undecided. I mean, when I finished. When I got this job, I knew that I was going to do something with administration, but it was, I didn't know I had to build a SCO UnixWare server or build all these things. No one has all that knowledge. So I just, read a book, Googled things, threw stuff together. So you don't have to worry about knowing everything. There's plenty of resources out there to learn stuff. And that's how I did it. So, does anybody have any questions?
You were asking some server questions.
Any server questions?
So, do you know about the server these monitors are connected to?
That's a VMware server. Yes, these are VDI. That's the big transition that we made here. When I first started, we built all physical servers. So they were machines with an operating system on that was a server, and then we would connect with the clients to that physical machine. Now we have, the funny part is VDIs are physical machines, so they are servers just the way a physical machine is, but they service lots of computers. So all of the computers in actually 1, 2, 5, or 6 labs and the one in K130 is all being serviced by servers that live in A building. Yep. So that is just bringing down an image. So it's one big sort of, it's a Linux system, right? So it's bringing up one big SAN unit. So there's a SAN unit and there's some servers and it does processing and then it brings the image down and then brings the image back up. So every time you click it off, it brings down a whole new image. So they're all virtual machines. These are all virtual desktop interfaces. Yep. And so some of them aren't, like the teacher's podium, that's still the old-fashioned, But that's the transition we made here. Most of our servers were physical, and now almost all of our academic servers, I deal with most of the academics, so I built the MK server, the Oracle server, the Mathematica, everything that to do with academics. So we have other network people who deal with the network in the sense of actually bringing these VDIs down to the desktop, and also the antivirus, Bradford Printing, anything to do with printing. So they deal with that, and I deal with the software part of it that Priscilla, other faculty need to teach their courses. But now we're mostly all virtual. So the servers that we had that were physical, now they're just all virtual. So we have no physical servers. So they're all just, we actually log into a web interface and we see all our servers there. You need to make a change, you log into the server, you make a change, and boom, it happens. So that, and so if anybody's interested in networking, I know you're undecided, but if you're interested in networking or anything like that, I recommend that you learn about the virtual world because there's going to be a lot of it out there. Web interfaces, virtual world. Even if you're in a virtual world, guys, even if you're on the cloud, there's a server sitting somewhere. Yep. So somebody has to administer that server. So everybody says, oh, the cloud is wonderful. Yeah, the cloud is wonderful, but the cloud is a server. The server doesn't live in your apartment. It doesn't live in your job, maybe. But the server lives somewhere at Microsoft or some other company, but it is a server. Don't think that it's floating in space, but it's a server. So somebody will have to administer those. So just learn all you can, and if you have any questions, like I said, Priscilla, everybody is here to answer them. I'll certainly answer anything with networking. I have no problem with that. And I know these guys are programmers, so they really have the knowledge, and Eric. Does anybody have any other questions?
Yeah, definitely ask.
No?
Go.
Okay. I'm sure I'll interject more. What's that mean?
Is it possible after you graduate with a degree, game development, is it possible to join a company of some sort, like Nintendo?
I don't see why not.
I was just curious.
Yeah. We had one, I had a work study who actually got hired by Lycos, the you know, the web, do you know Lycos, the web company?
Yeah.
That's showing my age now, I guess. yeah, so any company, if you have the knowledge, that's why I say, you know, learn all you can, absorb like a sponge, because, you know, people are going to pay, knowledge is power, and people are going to pay you for that.
Yeah.
So the more you learn, the more you're going to get paid. And so if you want that little Dodge Charger in your driveway,
yeah.
Do your homework.
just a heads up, with the game development, it's a tough field. I'm just throwing it right out there.
Yeah.
Really, really, really tough. Nintendo,
it's competitive. Competitive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's
yeah.
like trying to work for Google.
Yeah.
Nintendo, you can work for Nintendo, but you have to work really, really, really hard. Like, I mean, like, you have to do really good. You have to get your, probably your bachelor's degree. You have to, maybe. Unless you're a good developer in the sense that you've got a lot of experience or
like,
other things.
Like, I like to, like, I want to, like, burst, like, get my imagination with Nintendo so that way they could see, like the vision, like, of all the things I've seen, like, it in my, of all I've seen, all of I've seen in the past, the present, like, the games, their co-developers, all their creativity and such. I just want to, like, show them my, like,
creativity.
I will give you this.
Don't lose your dream.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
No, agreed.
Go for it.
Dang, work for it. Your creativity is one part. You also have to back that up. Because if you don't, then there's no point. You could have all the ideas in the entire world. You could have, like, oh, I could figure out something to do with Link and have this all new game, something really interactive virtually with an Oculus or something else. But really, it's all about, like, it's all about getting yourself prepped up to getting to that point. It's not just like, oh, I have an idea. I am a smart person. I'm really good at it. It doesn't work like that. I'm just saying, what I would do is work. You gotta have to work really, really hard. And you have that dream. If you want it bad enough, you can do it.
Right. So create a portfolio. Keep all of your work. So you have something to look back on, or you have something to show a potential employer. So if you've created something that's really good and you want somebody to know about it, have it.
Not
show it to them.
Yeah, not to give you a reality check, but straight up, you're going to have to work real hard to get to
mm-hmm.
Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. But there's not just Nintendo. There's lots
yeah.
of other companies out there who hire somebody.
Microsoft.
I'm aware of that. Like, the last thing I want to work for is for Microsoft. We all know how good their games are,
mm-hmm.
including Rares.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ooh.
So I just prefer working at Nintendo a little
more.
But
I just want to, I'm just saying straight up, it's not, it's a tough world.
Well,
yeah,
it's
super a tough world.
I'm not saying I hate Microsoft's products. It's just when they handle, like, rare Microsoft games, they're not as good. Like, I'm okay with Microsoft original games, but Microsoft rare games...
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
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 Okay,
it's
Carol.
Okay, my name's Carol Dorsey. I work for State Street Bank by Quincy. Last year, I was sitting, as Eric is sitting now, helping out in this class for Priscilla, so works study food. I got a certificate in computer programming last December, and through Priscilla's help, I was actually able to get this job, and I started in January. State Street is a great place to work. It's not Nintendo, but it's a great place because it's, and I'll tell you, it's when you hear Pat talk, it's a whole lot different than his company, too. I am the programmer. Nobody else around me is a programmer. They're all doing their investment banking processing stuff or opening accounts and stuff like that. I go on Google. We were talking about Google to the other class. I go on Google several times a day to find out how to do things because I've had to learn everything I'm doing here pretty much on my own. So it's a whole different environment than what you're going to hear from Pat. But I'll tell you a little bit more about myself. I do have a four-year degree, a Bachelor's of Science in Computer Information Systems, but I got that 30 years ago, worked for just a few years, and then had kids, and then stayed home and didn't go back to work, and then decided I needed to go back to work, and really things had changed so much I needed to kind of beef up my skills, so that's why I came back to BCC. And it really benefited me to do so. So BCC, the courses you get here are good enough to teach you all the basics that you need to know, and a wide range of them that you can then go out and get not just a very specific job, but present all the skills you learn here and go after all sorts of jobs in computers if you can. So I want to give you a brief overview of what my job at State Street is. I work with Access databases. When I got there, they handed me this Excel sheet, and it had all this information in it, and it was all over the place. And they said, we want you to create this database for this information, and you're going to have to upload this Excel sheet, and then you're going to have to print out different reports for the people and send out emails and make documents and all this stuff. It was a little overwhelming, but I do have a background in database, so that really helped me, and just organized the data. I made up a new input sheet for them and said, you got to deal with this because, you know, the computer's got to look for something in the right spot. You can't be scanning every field to find out what it is. And I went from there, and that project's done. I'm now on my third project. Each one is different, so I get a lot of creativity, a lot of variety, and I'm learning new things all the time, all the time. So I work with the Access database. I upload an Excel sheet into the tables. I have all the forms for the people to deal stuff with and manipulate that data. When things happen in the system, it creates Excel documents to send out to other places. It creates Word documents, it fills in the information in those fields, and it sends those out through Outlook. Does it all. It all ties in, and it's all through Visual Basic, VBA. And I deal with SQL a lot, too. So that's basically what I do. Now I'll go back a little bit more and go back to why I went to computers in the first part. And there's two basic reasons, and they're both based on my father. The first thing he told me was, don't make your hobby your job. Instead, get a job that can support your hobby. Okay? As I was saying, I would have loved to have been a forest ranger or something like that. But that wouldn't pay the bills. So, and then the other thing was, he says, you like doing puzzles, so maybe you'd like computer programming. And I do. Love doing puzzles. It's that kind of logic thinking through it. I'm a detailed person. I don't mind hunting for a long time just to fix one stupid little. Well, I do mind it a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Yeah. It's totally awesome.
I guess you might be crazy, but
no, you have to be insane to be a programmer. Right?
You do.
Yeah, and
you
I enjoy it as well.
Yeah. sometimes you can get fed up, and it's great if you can go to somebody else and just say, can you look at this and see what I'm missing? And sometimes you can. How did I do that? And I'll say, so get a job that can support your lifestyle that you want. And there aren't that many jobs out there that can do that. And that's where a degree can bring you to that level. Any degree. Some degrees are better than others. Geography degree.
Yeah.
Not so much. But computer programming, if you do decide to stick with it, it can get you a good income. There's a good job market out there for it. It's great. I definitely recommend it. And BCC can equip you. You're here. You're all here to better yourselves. It's great. Throw yourselves into your classes. Try and pick the classes that will best help you to get the job you want. Be very, you know, I mean, I know they don't all work into your schedule just right, but try and push for the ones that you really think will help you. It'll pay off. And get your best grades possible. I'm not saying when I was here, it wasn't easy coming back after all those years. I mean, I didn't deal with computers hardly at all while I was gone. And a lot has changed. You know, object-oriented programming was not around back when I was in it. And classes, that was a whole new thing. You know, now I do that all the time, so it's great. So it wasn't easy. I put in a lot of hours into my classes. Do it while you're here. Throw yourself into it. Go to the what do they call the work where you go and help people? The labs. Go to the labs. Get the help you can. Talk with other people. Get your best grades. I got 4 O's in all my classes, and I think that helped me get the job I'm getting. Also, when you're job hunting, use all your available resources. I went to the career office here and talked to the lady over there. I went and used their online resume tool that they have, which was fantastic. I reworked my whole resume. Put everything you can on your resume. I barely had any experience in Access, except in the Visual Basic class here. Pat showed me how to make a basic table and then Access. I put that on my resume. I put Excel and Word on my resume. You use those things. They're silly little things, but they can help you get the job you want. You know, any little thing you have like that. Put it on there. Don't be afraid to talk yourself up. You know, really make yourself sound as good as you can. Don't be shy. If you have a part-time job, try and get a part-time job that will support in some way what you're doing here, or you know, pick out the pieces of it that will sound good on your resume. Put it all on there, and then go through your networks. Get recommendations from anybody you can who relates to that field. Priscilla, thank you again for giving me a great recommendation, and she linked me up with her neighbor, was actually at State Street and couldn't find anyone doing Visual Basic, and I forget what the other thing, SQL, I think. So that's how I got this job. Went and interviewed, and a week later I got the call. Yes, got it. So, and sound, when you go for those interviews, you know, present yourself well, dress up for them. And be very positive and enthusiastic, and so you can learn anything. And then when you get to your job, be that way in your job, and it'll pay off. And don't get discouraged. My first job, way back when I got my first job, I couldn't find a job. And I went to a temp agency and started doing temp jobs, you know, temp secretary. I worked in the basement of Newport Hospital for a few months, sorting x-rays. Finally, I got a temp job at a computer company in Newport, and after a few months, they hired me as a programmer. So, you know, you never know how you're going to get that first job, but don't give up. Don't give up. And I think that's all I got. Mm-hmm. Any questions? Yeah?
So where do you go to get these certifications?
Oh, I didn't get the I got a certificate in programming rather than an associate's degree. It's not the same as a certification. So a certificate in programming, there's, BCC has like a list of classes. It's basically a one-year program. And for me, it worked out because I did have that previous degree. I did have the previous experience in computers. Actually my sister got a certificate in computer programming. This was years ago, but she had a four-year degree in fine arts. Couldn't find a job in that. So she got a certificate in computer programming with no background, and she ended up working for Dell back then. So, you know, if you're not, I didn't want to spend 2 years here. Sorry. The money, the things were tight right then, and I wanted to really get a job soon. So the certificate for me worked. You have to look into it.
Yeah.
You know, if it would work for anybody here, I don't know anything, instead of the associate's degree. If you can go ahead and get a bachelor's degree, of course, that's going to be better for you. Yeah. But Carol was talking about how she got the certificates, which are
certifications in Novell is what got me the job. Because I had one more than what somebody else had. There were people who had seniority in the job that I was trying to go for. And they worked there for many years as a part-time worker. And because I was able to show that I had that certificate, certification, in Novell, and that's the kind of network we had. So I knew this, right? So what I did, I after every class, I took the certification that was related to that course. First of all, I didn't have to take the final for the course, so I was able to hand them the certificate, certification. And then, keep saying that now.
There's a difference.
Yeah, there's a big difference. And so, because that's what employees will look for. So I just proved that I had the knowledge to be able to administer the network. And that's what got me the job. So
a lot of those are on the CompTIA. If you look up CompTIA, you'll see a lot of the networking type certificates there.
Yep.
Certifications.
Yeah. Certificates only means if you don't want to do a whole series of 2 years of the programming,
right.
you shorten it up and you say, I'm going to take this class, and that class will get you a certificate, which she got in programming, which you guys are associate degree students, right? Yeah. So.
And as an associate degree, I think you have to take some non-computer classes too, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So for the certificate, it was just computer class.
Well, yeah. But you already had a bachelor's degree, so you didn't need all those other things, which are in a different place. So some of these people coming in, they haven't had any college, so they really need to go through all of that.
That's true.
And so, you know, because you want to be a well-rounded individual. You don't want to only know programming. You want to know how to speak or how to use the Word document or how to use your email, because that's what employers are going to look for, people who can do it all, because that's what they want to, you know, they're going to pay somebody to do programming, but they might also want you to do other stuff. So definitely absorb all you can absorb. You're not going to know everything. Nobody does. Nobody does. And if anybody tells you they do, they're full of crap. So I would rather act dumb and learn and ask questions and ask a lot of questions and absorb stuff, then, you know, hey, I don't need to ask that question, I know. No, you don't. So you need to ask questions, learn, network with each other, you know, even create groups. There's an actual, I think it's a networking group though. But you could actually create your own Facebook CIS programming group out there and have everybody talk to each other. Hey, I had this problem, does anybody know how to fix that? Or, you know, I had this, you know, like talk to each other. That was a big deal for us. When I was when I first came here for my associate's degree, we had groups and we were in K205 and we had to put together these big networks. I didn't know what I was doing. I'm like, okay. So we had to get network cards to work. And back then, it wasn't, you know, a plug and play. You put a network card in and the thing just flew and you were on the network. No. You had to learn, you had to download the specs of the card, you had to find the jumpers on the card and make sure it didn't conflict with IRQs that were in the system already. So we had to like move things around on the individual cards. We had groups of people. We actually had a club that we created so that we could work together and talk about all of these things. So definitely network. Yeah, if I have some advice, network, talk to each other. And absorb all you can. Yeah, absolutely. I came from, like I told the last class, I started out on a fishing boat. I was doing commercial fishing. I was you'd wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, wake up, get to the fishing ground by 4, and, you know, just stay until 6 o'clock at night.
Oh my gosh.
And move fishing traps around. And I said to my dad one day, when I was exhausted, said, we have perfectly good brains. Why are we doing this? And he told me to shut up. Shut up! He didn't say, like, shut up, honey. No. He said, shut up! So I said, okay, I guess we're doing this. And then I had children, by the way, too. I had children and, you know, I had a family, a husband. And so I knew that we needed to get a computer, so I was balancing all of that. I'm like, okay, so I need to take classes. So I came to see Priscilla, and she, I said, can we learn Windows in this class? That's how much I knew about it. Like, you didn't even know that. Of course you're going to learn Windows. This is Windows. So that's where I was, with nothing. And then, you know, it just blossomed into all of this. And now I'm building servers for academics and adjunct faculty teaching software, I mean, hardware fundamentals. And, you know, so you can come from nothing and know nothing and do all of this. Just with an associate's degree, you can get a fantastic job. That's all I had when I got this job, was an associate's degree. That's all I had. And then I went on. I got my bachelor's degree from Roger Williams, and then I got my master's degree from Eastern Nazarene College. And I just wanted to keep learning. So I'm managing IT, so I actually did leadership and management on my master's degree. But you should never want to stop learning. Just know that everything that you're doing from this point is going to take you where you want to go in your life. Okay, so why wouldn't you want to learn everything that you possibly can? So for me, I had kids and I didn't care. I didn't care. My focus was, I'm in school, I need to get this work done. There's no excuses. No excuses. I had three people in the hospital at the same time. They already heard this story, but they're going to hear it again. So I had three people in the hospital at the same time, one ulcerative colitis, one salmonella poisoning, and one open heart surgery, quadruple bypass surgery. And on my way back, when I got two of them out of the hospital, on my way back from Boston, because we had to go to Boston, I did my homework with a flashlight. I read her homework with a flashlight. But when I got home, I had to do the reading first to figure it out, and then get home and do my homework on the computer, because we had to develop macros and do all this stuff. I'm like, 11 o'clock at night? Yes, 11 o'clock at night, that's what I had to do. So I got it done. I got it done, and I got 4.0. I got a 4.0 GPA, and that's what I did. But I was determined to do it. And there's no excuse. A lot of you guys are young. You have not that responsibility of having families. It's a lot easier when you're young, and all you have to worry about is yourself. So there's actually no reason why you can't get the work done, why you can't get your studying done, why you can't think about what it is you need to get done for this class. There's absolutely no excuses. So when I say that it was difficult for me, it was really difficult for me. When you're trying to balance a family, hospitals, this, all, dogs, you know, it's like too much. And I could still do it. So if I can do it, I came with no background. I came with no computer background at all. Came off a fishing boat. You know what they say, get off the boat? Yeah, I got off the boat. That's basically what I did. Got off the boat and came over here. Talked to Priscilla, and that was the end of that. And then, so if I can do it, you guys can absolutely do it. There's no reason why you can't. No excuses.
Okay. So do any of you have any prior work that helped you get the job that wasn't necessarily, or maybe a final project that you worked on that wasn't necessarily guided by BCC directly?
I had a project, not really. I mean, it was all BCC, but we learned BCC was what really did it. For me, for programming, I had a class where, what was it? It was a JSON project. I was working with, it's just working with data tables of sorts. But it's like a static data. And my project, I had to actually make this project for the interview. And I took it, and I was like, wow, I can't believe I already did this. I could pass this in and kind of mess it up, like put in what I need and use it for the interview. And thank God it worked. They laughed at me because they thought it was crap. But then they were like, yeah, you're using it, but you know, you gotta get better. It's crazy. But it was good. Like, it was still something I learned. At least I knew that. Like, if I hadn't known it, if I didn't know JSON, then I would have been kind of screwed in that job. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have gotten the job I got.
Well, for me, it was, I was doing those labs in that room, and I was actually helping other students do it, and someone saw that and said, hey, want a job? Okay, thank you. Part-time job, and then it turned into a full-time job. So it was my skills of helping students that have, and Carolyn has a different story.
I have a totally different story. It wasn't computer related at all. And, you know, I was home for a long time. When I was home, I did a lot of volunteer stuff. I mean, I did the PTO program, those kind of things. Scouts for my son. What do they call that? They had a stupid name for it, too. Can't think of it. And I, like I said, talk yourself up when you go on these things and put everything on the resume. I put all that on volunteer stuff on the resume. Anything that shows you've got some leadership qualities is good. Anything you can think of that sounds good. Communication skills, put that out there. Any job you have, put it there.
Well, we have a great, I'm forgetting your name, to help us with the resumes.
That's the one.
Oh, co-op's great.
Yeah.
Pat Condon.
Pat Condon here. She's fantastic.
Yep.
David LePage is right down the hall. Yep. He will help you with resumes if you need to be able to, if you want some help with organizing that. And I would do it sooner rather than later because as you're developing your skills, you know, you're going to forget, oh, I knew all that. Well, I forgot what I knew. So you just, as you're going along, just write all these things down. Save your portfolios. All of this is going to matter when you go to a job and you say, hey, these are my skills. This is what I can do. And
once you get enough credits, go do co-op. Go see Dave LePage or Pat Con. Definitely, definitely, definitely do that. Just saying.
Co-op.
It's right down the hall.
What's that?
Okay.
It's in
Charles got to tell his whole story.
Yeah. Okay, it's your turn. We'll be quiet. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you first what I do. I think that's what I'm going to change in this one. Can you can you sign in there? I work for a company called Progress, and I am a software engineer. I support software engineer. People call in or make tickets and about the products we make, and I help them out. They go, oh, my grid looks like it's not working. I don't understand why this column is looking like this. And I go, okay, let's send in your code. And he'll have some CSS that's funky, and I'll go, okay, there it is. And they go, thank you, you've helped out my work. And I talk to people all over the world. India, I've talked to people from the UK, I talk to people all over the US, whatever. I mean, for Belgium, I mean, it's pretty cool. So I'm gonna first show you what kind of products we do first. This is Kendo. Have you guys done any, you guys haven't done any JavaScript, I don't think, yet, but you're gonna. It's gonna be fun.
Next week.
Yeah. So here's some, this is jQuery / JavaScript, it's a little mixed. How this works, just to pretend, up top, this is a combo box. So it's like these guys. This is a tool we make right here. Like I can pick out thing, and people put this on their websites that they have, and you could pick it out, and oh, wow, that's cool. Thank you, your choice is blah. It's on their website. And we make all sorts of different tools. I mean, like, and big companies use this. Pepsi is one of the big names. A lot of different companies, it's really cool. And so here's just a snippet. Here's some scripts. I'm just gonna go really quick. These scripts here make this happen. This ID right here, it says t-shirt view. You can see, t-shirts right here. There's an image, t-shirt view. Let me see here, just to be really quick. Size, so this is a select statement. There's size as a placeholder. There's all sorts of different things that actually go into this component, and it ties into it, and you're able to customize it. That's pretty cool. So anyway, the moral of the story is we make a ton of things, not just a combo box. I mean, we make some make sliders. Here's a slider. We make all these little tools. But it's not just JavaScript. Here's a little bit of MVC, ASP.NET, using C# or you can use. So this is actually a technology called Razor. And you know, you could see HTML slider right there. The name of the slider, you have the increase button titled to the right, the decrease button is called left, you know, it's just customizations. So anyway, that's kind of a little bit what I do, and I help people, whatever, and we make a lot of different other kind of products too. We have a particular technology called Sitefinity, which is a web cloud management, I think I want to call it. I could be messing that up. But big, big companies use it for their websites. I mean, like, the Denver Broncos use Sitefinity. I mean, it's just, like, big, big names. But it's fun. I'm going to tell you about my perks for my job now before I go into how I got there.
Can I ask you a question? So you got this job
yeah.
with just your programming here.
Programming, not certification.
Associates.
And so coming out of here, you felt you had the knowledge and you had the...
Yeah, I had connections.
Right. To get this great job.
Yep,
okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, essentially, I didn't know diddly squat before I came into BCC.
There you go.
At all. Zero. I mean, I didn't know. I knew of JavaScript. I thought JavaScript and Java were almost the same, if I had to guess. That's funny. You'll learn more about that later. What was I going with this? Perks, my job.
Yes.
So I have a standing desk. There's a little thing on the side that makes it go up and down. I get free coffee. They have like a, I don't know, how much is it? It's like a $3,000 machine. And they have three of them, by the way, that you could just have coffee whenever you want. They've got food all over the place. There's fruit, there's candy, there's beer in the fridge if you want to get one in the middle of the day. There's a...
That programming sounds better and better, doesn't it?
There's a break room, and in the break room we have an Xbox 360, which we'll probably get a one soon. We've got a foosball table, a ping pong table, we've got a pool table, we've got a dartboard, there's a gym downstairs you can go to for free. There was a day that we all hung out and made mini golf courses all through the office, and we drank Arnold Palmer's. I got paid to do that at one point because it was a holiday for us. It was awesome. And by the way, the other day, last month, I went to the Neshoba Winery because and did wine tasting in the middle of the day. So I mean, like, these are just little things. I have unlimited sick time, meaning I go get sick. Take as much time as I want. I have vacation.
Catherine and I have to talk to our bosses about this. We're not happy.
I have vacation time. I have pay of over 50K. And bonuses. And by the way, and so I have that, and I'm getting paid to do this.
Something you love.
I want to give back. Yeah, and that's why I'm here. I was in your shoes right now. I worked at Kmart. And I also, I was unemployed for a long time, straight up. And now, look, I work at this company, and they are a leading company. Progress rules, I'll tell you what. So, okay, I'm gonna give you now a background of how I got here. I have a bachelor's degree in geography. I went to Bridgewater State College, University, in 2002 to 2007. And what happened was, as I was going through school, I was like, oh, I just need to manage to get through it. I had like C's. I just needed the degree. I had fun. I drank. I did whatever the heck I wanted. It didn't even freaking matter. But you know what? At the end, I just had fun. But I did actually, toward the end, I went from music teaching. I was going to be a music teacher. Then I went to communication disorders. And then I went to geography and specializing in climatology. And then I went over here and I did urban and regional development. And I was bouncing around all over the place. In the end, I got a bachelor's degree in geography. I actually was part of a huge internship toward the end of my my time at Bridgewater. And I did really well toward the end. I was making weather stations across all over southeastern Massachusetts. There was a weather station that we made that was on top of the Silver City Galleria. It was awesome. It was totally awesome. I was on the front page of their annual report of 2006. It was so good. When I got out, I got a job fixing shelves at Stop and Shop for about 3 months. Then I worked, I got somewhat involved in what I was doing with GPS work, looking at telephone poles. And actually, I loved the job. It was cool, but it still wasn't what I wanted to do. I particularly worked with... Geographic Information Systems, which is like a mapping software. It's really cool. So as I went along, and that was a good job, it was temp work, and I worked through Aerotech, whatever. I got that job, it got me experience. I went through, the next thing I got was drafting with AutoCAD, and that was okay. I was mapping out telephone wires that people did down in Pennsylvania, and that was all right, I guess. I got let go probably 2 years later. 3 years later, something like that. And then I finally got the job I've been looking for,
In 2011, I was working for a company that looked at aerial photography from 1930s all the way to 2000s. You pick an address, layer the pictures right on top of each other, put it into PDF, and see how the landscape has changed over time. And I mean all over the U.S. and U.S. territories, like Guam. I've seen photos from Fenway. I've seen Times Square. I've seen a photo that, I mean, I've seen some wacky stuff. Like in South Carolina, there was a blimp in one of the photos. Like, whoa! And then it had in Hawaii, the craziest photo I've seen was 1941 November, Pearl Harbor. So you saw all the boats and stuff before all chaos happened, which is December. So that was intense. But again, I was in there for 2 years, loved it. It was in the middle of Norwood, happy town. A big company came along and acquired it and then said, everyone who isn't in computer programming or who hasn't been a sales guy forever is let go. And I didn't have a job. And I was like, crap. And then I was like, I've got experience now. I can find work. I'm in geography. This is good. I'll be okay. Maybe I can go into my urban and regional development. For 5 months, I couldn't find any work. Like, and so unemployment. It's just crap. It's frustration. And I was like, that's it. I've got to go back to school. Where am I going to go? And one of the first things I actually did was look at BCC. Because it's, one, cheap. It's a school. And I had a bachelor's degree, and at the time I was like, I can maybe bounce this off of whatever I was doing before. So, and everything I was looking for was asking for computer programming or AutoCAD. And I was like, all right, well, let's check it out. I went to the environmental engineering over there and saw, his name's Professor Rack. He's a nice guy. And they're doing all sorts of good stuff over there. And talked about AutoCAD, so I was going to take an AutoCAD class. Then I talked to Priscilla Grosser here. And I was like, hey, if I do really well, can I get a job with this? And she's like, depends on how good you do. it depends on if you do the work. And I was like, all right, that's it. So I took computer science class, I took an AutoCAD class, and away I went. And I had a this class with Dennis. And from the start, I loved it. Computer science ruled. I enjoyed the puzzles, as he was saying. Because it's just a gigantic puzzle. Like, how do I get this thing to work? How do I get that thing to do that? And you just take pieces of code and you make it happen. So as it went along, I loved it. I took all the classes. I took Igor's classes. I took the operating system. I took most of Priscilla's classes. And by the way, I took all that homework. And I mean, you guys are going to get some homework if you haven't. And I know, like, you've got stacks and stacks. Like, you'll be done with one, and here comes five other things. And you're like, oh my gosh. And then you'll be stuck on one little thing in that five assignments. You'll be hitting your head on that dang keyboard for like 2 days. But you'll get it if you work hard. And you work with Eric, and you work with each other. You'll get it. You can also talk with Professor Grosser. She'll help you. So the moral of the story is, did all that, worked my butt off. Toward the end, I knew I needed some experience in computer science. I'm also part of the club, the tutoring club. That we're all in this together. It was a good time for about a year. But I also knew I needed some more experience. So what I did, I went to co-op, which is like right down the hall. It's Pat Condon and David LePage, and I think there's probably some more people who actually do. What's that?
Nicole
Heaney. She's awesome.
She's
too.
The director.
She's so good. Just a heads up, yeah, when you get enough credits, just do it. You actually take a class that teaches you how to get a job, how to search for work, how to present yourself, and at the same time, you find some work out there. Like, you find a job that you can intern at. I worked for the town of Wareham doing their GIS stuff, which I took from Bridgewater. But the guy was actually the director of IT, and he had Professor Grosser in the past. Totally awesome. And I was like, all right. And I was there for about a month, and I did a lot of work. Thank you. Anyway.
So co-op stands for cooperative education. So what it means is what they do is they help you find intern jobs.
Yep.
So you're actually working for nothing. Sometimes they're paid internships.
Oh yeah, totally.
Sometimes they're paid. But basically what you're really getting is the experience and the, not just experience in the job,
but you're learning other skills too as you're going along. So
yep.
It gives you the confidence to do and to know that, okay, I can do this. Sure, I can do
work
this.
With different people, different environments. What's really cool, so after all that, and now I have a little bit of experience on top of experience, either working with the tutoring and working with the internship, I need to still find work at the same time. I was looking in January. Like, I was looking, I was asking friends, I was asking people, I was asking all sorts, Meditech. They were hooking me up, trying to talk to Meditech and stuff. On top of that, there was other people, other possibilities. I was talking with Professor Grosser, I was talking to Carol, I was talking to everybody. Going, hey, I need a job when I get out of here.
Exactly.
And that was in January, like I said. Actually, it was a little bit before that. You know, you kind of get, like, you put your feet in the water. All right, what was this? Indeed.com and stuff. So the moral of the story is I worked my butt off. Luckily, I had a friend who was working for Telerik. He's like, hey, why don't you just apply? I'll throw your resume in. You just got to do the interview instead of, like, doing something else. And, you know, it'll be good. And I had to turn in that project and such, which was great. I got the ins because I know somebody. And from there, okay, let's talk about that interview process now. There's a big, I walk into the room, and Telerik is actually a company from Bulgaria. And so my boss was a Bulgarian. He was actually in Bulgaria with my interview. I walk in the room in my suit and tie, and on the projector is this big dude. His nickname was Hulky. He's a big guy. And then I've got three other guys in the room who actually do this on a normal basis. And they're going to question me to see if I actually have the skills. They're going to ask me all sorts of technical questions that might be particular for this job. And they did.
Now, not all interviews are like this, mind you.
No, but seriously, you have to be ready. So this guy on the screen goes, I'm not sure if you know what JavaScript is. I need you to do a little program for me right now. I want you to do, he told me the thing, and on the spot, I had to figure out how to do this. And I'm like, okay. And luckily, because I took these classes with JavaScript, I knew how to handle it. Actually, one of the assignments that we had was sort of like it. And I was like, ooh, this is real. I was so happy about it. So I'm going along into it, and I write it down, and I go, here you go, take a look at it. And I used a while loop instead of a for loop. Which you'll learn more about.
A what loop?
I used a while loop instead of a for loop.
While
this is going
while,
on.
While, yeah. Yes, gotcha.
Yeah. So then what happened was, they're like, you know, you could have used a for loop. Do you know how to do that? And I just did it. And they're like, awesome, good job. And that really helped them. That helped get me in, because then I got hired. Actually, and it was actually funny, the freaking president of the company, he sends a video, he's like, we'd like to hire you, and he's like, he's from New Zealand or something, so he's got the accent and everything, and he's like, why not? Join in. Come on over. Like, it was just, he could have been in a room, it was funny, it was just like, why don't you come on over, have a cigar.
Yay.
So, it was great, but either way, you have these kind of companies, it's IT. What I'm wearing right now is appropriate. It's fine, people have like sandals, ponytails, whatever, hanging out, whatever, it doesn't matter, because IT, it's a little different than your average, in the past, it was corporate. Tie, suit. I mean, yeah, maybe the big wigs, like the sales guys, sometimes. But really, it's this. It's just chill.
I can only wear jeans on Fridays, but oh well.
So that's how I got into that. What I would definitely, so now I'm going to actually turn to this.
Yeah, the job recommendation.
So first off, the first thing I want you to do is remember, co-op, network. Okay. So, have you guys been to Indeed.com at all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, before I even say that, how many of you have actually researched what you want to get into? Research it, like hardcore you have. Anyone else? Like, I mean, like, you know what you got to get into. You know the pay. You know what the experiences are. Okay. Just throwing it out there, because it's really good to do before you jump in, because when I was doing the geography thing, I had no freaking clue. I'll be a GIS specialist, and I'm gonna make 80 grand, and that's in my head. And we'll see how it goes. And you saw what I did.
I was doing shelves. All right, so here we go. I'm gonna put in here software engineer just for the fun of it. As you can see, I already did that. And here we go. You see all these jobs. I got Jordan's Furniture's looking for one. Saudi Aramco, Meditech, this is in Canton.
Valve's
not on here, but that would be awesome, Jordan's. And you can see over here the salary estimate, 55K is the lowest. That's for programming. That's just for programming.